Montana State University Billings welcomes you to this internet broadcast of Yellow Jacket Sports. At Alterowitz Gymnasium, here is Pat Boland with tonight's call.
Okay, back on the soccer show, our thanks to Rimrock Stages, Perkins, and Jackets and Company. The wrap-up show, another season comes to a close for the soccer team. We'll be back to talk to the head coach, Dan McNally, right after this. You're listening to the Jacket Soccer Show.
At First Interstate Bank, we have the world's smallest checkbook, the First Interstate Visa Check Card. Use your check card like a check anywhere Visa debit cards are accepted. Use it at gas pumps and grocery stores to make everyday errands more convenient. Or use your check card to get cash at over 130 First Interstate day and night teller ATMs across Montana and Wyoming. Best of all, it's free. There are no annual or monthly fees. It's a checkbook. It's an ATM card. It's First Interstate's check card. First Interstate Bank, member FDIC.
Okay, welcome back on the soccer show. Dan McNally, our guest, and coach, you closed it out a couple of road games and identical scores, 4-2, and you win one, you lose one. Talk a little about the last weekend, and sometimes again you played without some of the players and battled through the weekend, and came out with the 10 wins and a good close to the season.
Yeah, definitely. Our first team goal is always to win 10 games and have a winning season, and we accomplished that. 10-8 is a solid record. I think considering everything that we went through this year on and off the field, 10 wins in a winning season is a good year for us. Last weekend against Seattle Pacific on the road, we won 4-2, played great. It was probably our best win of the year. We had a few guys were sick. Yeah, we had some illness on the team, we had a few injuries, and we had two of our players were suspended because they'd picked up 5 yellow cards during the season. So we're basically missing 4 starters for the game, and to beat Seattle Pacific without 4 starters on the road is memorable. And that was a great win. And then the last day of the season against St. Martins, we didn't really play very well, unfortunately. There was a mix-up at St. Martins. They hadn't organised the referees, and they didn't show up on time, so we were warming up for like 2 hours out in the cold, and we didn't start the game well. It was very disappointing to have a conference game that to happen, basically, but in the end we didn't play well. St. Martins were the better team, and we finished up with a loss, but 10-8 is a good record.
Yeah, it looks like Wiesen played really well against Seattle Pacific.
Oh, it was awesome to score 3 goals against Seattle Pacific. Jared Wiesen is amazing. I'd like to know, I think they've had men's soccer for 37 years at Seattle Pacific. I'd like to know how many players from other teams have scored 3 goals at Seattle Pacific. I'm sure it's not many.
Good question. And Sam Charles in there with this time dishing out the helpers.
Yeah, Sam's really come along this year. He scored as many goals as he did in 2007. He got 19 goals, but he's increased his number of assists. And I think that just shows an increased maturity in his game. He's bringing his teammates into play more, and he had a fantastic year.
A reflection on your recruiting and such, where you, it seems like some, many of the top players are many of your top academic students as well.
Oh, definitely. We do really well academically, and that's a big part of what we do here. I really believe it's important that I surround myself and have intelligent guys in the program. It just makes for a great environment that we have here with men's soccer, and yeah, the guys do well in the classroom.
All right, we'll be back. We'll look ahead, and when the off season begins, already underway for the coach, we'll see what the players' schedule is, and all of a sudden we'll be in the spring before you know it. You're listening to The Soccer Show.
Bring it home. The Billings Gazette offers Billings and the surrounding area sports fans more coverage on local and national sports, news, and information than any other source. The Gazette works hard to deliver updates and breaking news, both in print and on BillingsGazette.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Don't miss a single day. Call 657-1298 today to subscribe.
Welcome back on the Soccer Show. Our thanks to Denny Menholtz and Stockman Bank and Perkins Restaurants. Coach Dan McNally, talk a little bit about your schedule now. I know the coaches go at it. Maybe the players get a little time off. It's November, and all of a sudden, it's time to look at next year already. And it's, I guess, for coaching, and now that you've had the program and it's your program, it's something that's going on all the time, like with the recruiting and the planning and the scheduling, something that. And how do you balance that where, you're kind of looking ahead more than a year.
Yeah, definitely. Well, next season's going to be really important for us, 2009, because I have a very strong senior class next year, and I really think we're going to be a good team. What I have to do is provide the guys with a good schedule, which we're working on now, and also just bring in a good freshman class to complement the players we already have. But we've had back-to-back winning years. We're building up some good momentum. And, you know, I think next year is going to be a great season for us. It's a long way off right now, and right now we've just got to work on the guys getting rest, and then in the spring we'll get them fit again. But, you know, everything's positive, and we think we can have a good year next season.
And how does that schedule usually work for the guys? You kind of give them the month off and kind of hit the classroom and stuff like that. Now, also, do you get them to recuperate? Some of them won't, you know, stop, or can you keep going? Yeah. I don't know if that's good for them in their routine and their habits, but it's also good to have a downtime, at least a week, 10 days, a couple of weeks to try to recover, even though they're young and resilient.
Yeah, well, I mean, every coach will give you a different answer to this. I've always felt that this is college athletics, and they're here to do well academically as well as do well with soccer, and I think they need a break from soccer. I mean, the men's soccer season is very intense, 3 months of punishing games. It's very difficult. So basically, I give the guys 3 months off from soccer, November, December and January, concentrate on academics, enjoy Christmas. I think that's important, you know, not to be stressing about soccer all the time. And then we'll get back together in February and start our spring season, lifting weights, working out, and then in March and April we'll do outdoor practices. And then they'll have a summer fitness plan, and we'll just slowly build it up again for next season.
And it'll be here before you know it. As far as the schedule and such, is that something you still work on? Is that always basically almost complete for 2009 or something? Because as we talked about before, being in Montana, you always have to fill in the gaps as soon as you can.
Well, yeah, well, the schedule's almost complete right now for 2009. We've got 16 out of 18 games organized. We're looking to pick up two more games. It's always the last two games that are the most difficult, because everyone's schedule has to match, kind of. But next year we are going to go to California for two games, which will be great for us, play West Regional games down there, and all looking good for next season.
Okay, Coach, just a final wrap up on this year. Just some what do you take away from this year and this year's team?
I'm really proud of the guys this year. I think in 2007, when we went 13-4-1, we had a really smooth ride. We didn't have any injuries. We didn't have any adversity, really. We just showed up and played, and everything went really well. And this year has been completely different. From the first day of pre-season, we've had illness on the team, injuries. We had one of our better players on the squad was ineligible this season. He'll be eligible next year. So it's just been kind of one thing after another, but I think a lot of teams wouldn't have been able to handle what we've been through this year, but we did, and we won 10 games. We had a winning season, and that's always successful. My ambitions, though, for next season are going to be to achieve more than that, but that's a long way off yet.
All right, Coach, appreciate it. You have a good year, and have a good off season, and thanks for your time this year.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll wrap up the soccer show and the wrap-up right after this. You're listening to the Jacket Soccer Show.
Everybody knows that an MVP is a most valuable player. How about the MVB, most valuable bank? Well, it's Montana-owned and offers you real people service. Local decisions, flexible terms, straight talk, and a quick turnaround. No matter what you're looking for, from a free checking account to an ag operating loan, from Montana's most respected commercial lenders to a home mortgage, you'll find your MVB right here. Stockman Bank, serving Montanans for over 50 years and now in 19 locations statewide. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Okay, final edition of the wrap-up show with Dan McNally and the Soccer Show. 10-8, 3-5 in the GNAC. Another great year for Sam Charles, and you run down the seniors that he'll lose. But he's already looking forward to next year, and still trying to get that in that elusive NCAA bid. But it's getting closer and closer each game and each kick of the ball. So for Dan McNally, all his time, and we hope you enjoyed the show. And this has been the 2008 edition of the Jacket Soccer Show.
The Yellow Jackets and Montana State University thank you for logging on and listening to Yellow Jacket Sports.